Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version, Monday, April 25th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Intense training may help missionaries avoid disaster. Religious vilification is hurting outreach again in Australia, and poverty strikes hard at China, but a ministry is bringing hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Less than a month ago, two Bible translators were murdered. 1 year ago, short-term missionary workers were killed in Iraq. It appears violence is increasing against missionaries, says Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner.
In 1998, an interesting development took place. For the first time ever, more missionaries and humanitarian aid Christian workers were killed in their line of service than United Nations peacekeepers were. And since that time, it's rising drastically.
That's why SWI is offering Disaster Assistance Response Training, or DART. Turner says many missionaries are now prepared for violence before it happens. He describes what's covered in the training.
Anti-terrorism, how do you keep yourself safe? What do you do in hotels if you're being cased? I mean, all these various things that real-world, short-term teams, missionaries need to know about today.
The next DART training is scheduled in June. Go to our website for information. Next, Victoria, Australia's religious vilification law is in the news again. This time, a practicing witch is requesting that alpha courses be halted. A convicted pedophile claims it violates Victoria's Racial and Religious Tolerance Act because it speaks negatively about witchcraft. Salt Shakers Peter Stokes says the Salvation Army uses the course in evangelistic prison programs. The prisoner wants the program removed until modifications can be made, but Stokes says that would mean modifying scripture. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's evidence suggesting China has the highest female suicide rate in the world. Hope International China Director Jim Nelson says conditions are especially hard for poor women in the country. But through their 6 different offices throughout northern China, he hopes they're making a difference.
In our organization, we can give people hope because they can find the capital they need, because they can find somebody who can give them encouragement. In a culture of criticism, many times women feel hopeless and so put down that they take drastic action.
Over the course of several loans, Nelson says their staff builds relationships. That means they're often dealing with spiritual poverty at the same time they're addressing their physical needs.
In many cases, we're handing out a flyer with one hand and we're handing out a tract with the other. We're sharing 2 products. One is the gospel and the other is the loan. Certainly we find that our biggest impact occurs with clients that stay with us at least 2 years.
Meanwhile, health organizations say 5.3 million people are being affected by AIDS in South Africa. The disease wiped out a whole adult generation, leaving thousands of orphans. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Don Whipple works with these orphans through Bethesda Village in South Africa.
We have about 27 orphans in care. Those orphans are split up between 4 family units. Our Christian school is up and running with 1 South African teacher and then 2 American missionary personnel teaching there as well. We're really enjoying right now ministry to these orphans and looking for ways now to expand.
Whipple explains their focus in outreach.
These orphans are HIV-free, which gives us the hope of training up a whole other generation. So our major emphasis right now is to help children come to know Christ, and then our dream and prayer is that they will grow and as young people be able to enter back into their society as Christian leaders.
And finally, a Brazilian pastor has been named to head evangelism and education with the Baptist World Alliance. Fausto de Vasconcelos, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Rio de Janeiro, will succeed Tony Cupid, who retires in July. Vasconcelos will serve until 2010. He'll be presented at the General Council when the Baptist World Congress meets in Birmingham, England in July. Vasconcelos is the first Latin American executive to serve as part of the BWA team. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.